Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Bamitzvah. We are up to Parak Tes Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Mekabel Sod Mechavero, person is a choker in a field that he gets from a friend. Again, a choker is gets X number of bushels of wheat, regardless of what the field produces. V'achalachagav o'nishtava, and it got eaten up, the whole field got eaten up by grasshoppers or was wind blasted and destroyed by in that way. So in Makas Medina, if it's Makas Medina that this happened to the whole neighborhood, then menakalom in chakaro, then we deduct that from his agreement. But in menakas medina, in menakalom in chakaro. But if it's not a makas medina, we say that it's your mazel that caused it, and therefore we do not deduct it from his rent. Meaning, if most of the fields in that neighborhood suffered this fate, so then we assume it's a gzeira min hashamayim, and everyone's got to share in the loss of that gezeirah min hashamayim. But otherwise, the owner can say, since only your crops were damaged, nobody else's, it must be your mazel, because it's your field for now. You're the one working this field. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kibla himenu b'ma'os, if you rented the field from somebody and you paid rent, bein kach, in a menakalo mechakoro, then in either case, you can't pay less rent. Meaning, even if it was a gezeirah min hashamayim, the fact that it was the grain in the field that was ruined, so it was a gzeira on grain. It wasn't a gzeira on money. And if the deal was you're supposed to pay money for rent, so then you still got to pay money for rent. Meaning normally a chakira's agreement is I'm going to provide the owner of the field X number of bushels, from this field, but. If you're saying I'm going to provide X amount of dollars, so then you're still going to have to provide that amount of dollars. Mishnah Zayin, Hamakabel Sod Mechavero Ba'aseres Kor Chitim L'Shana. Someone rents a field, and the payment is 10 kor of wheat for a year. Luxa, if the field somehow was ruined by or damaged significantly by some sort of storm or something like that, Nosin L'Mitocha, you pay 10 kor of wheat from whatever that field was able to produce. Even if it was very low quality stuff, and if it produced superior wheat, you can't say, "Oh, I'll pay you with the wheat that I'm going to get from the shuk." You have to give him 10 kor of wheat that you get from that field itself, because that was the deal. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said if you rent a field and for in a chakiras agreement where you're supposed to give X number of bushels of wheat to the owner, and then the field went through some sort of natural disaster, so if it's a makas medina, then you don't have to give that to the owner, because it's happening to everybody, and therefore everyone has the same loss. But if it's not a makas medina, then you still have to provide the owner with that amount of wheat. Rabbi Yehuda, however, said that added that if the agreement was not to pay in wheat but to pay in cash, then it doesn't matter whether it was a makas medina or not. You need to pay the full rental. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you are supposed to give 10 core of wheat for a year when you're in that field, so if it produces very weak type of grain, then you're allowed to pay from that. If it produces superior grain, you must pay from that, and you cannot just say, I'll get other grain from somewhere else. But next time, we'll pick up with Parak Tes Mishnah Ches.